Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high near 81 degrees. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, it is 60 right now, 63 in Burlington, 66 in Milwaukee, and 63 degrees in Racine. State Transportation Secretary Dave Ross joining some local lawmakers as well as some state lawmakers in Kenosha County yesterday looking over some of the flood-damaged areas. It's noted that Highway 50, which has been closed at the Fox River since last week, is still closed at this point, but could reopen later on today. The water on the roadway is said to be receding. It is the roadbed underneath the pavement that has to dry out before the highway can reopen. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Departments responded to hundreds of flood-related service calls over the past week. One of the most common complaints has been outsiders driving around barricades in residential neighborhoods. Sheriff's Lieutenant Horace Staples, in charge of the county's Emergency Management Office, says motorists have been taking chances with conditions that are still a bit unstable.
It may seem cool, may seem fun, but that water has to go somewhere, and it's been going into residences, either onto their property, maybe up to their door at some point in time, and basically it's hampering their cleanup as well as the water actually drying up and being removed from their residence.
The sheriff's department's added personnel also to the west end of the county to better respond to calls for service, taking into account the fact that some of the roads still have water issues. Life slowly starting to get back to normal in Burlington, but the impact of the flooding also still being felt quite a bit. The inability to play women's league softball games is a part of the problem. They've scheduled tonight at the park on Congress Street, been moved over to the complex for softball in New Munster. That's on Geneva Road in the Kenosha County town of Wheatland. Games beginning at 6:45 p.m. The reason for the change, organizers say it is safety and sanitary health issues. Special curbside pickup service began in Burlington yesterday and is going to be running through Friday, July the 28th. John's Disposal, the company that's got the contract with the city, going to have multiple trucks doing the special pickups as well as maintaining regular service for all residents. Sandbags under 40 pounds, part of the collection by John's Disposal. The American Red Cross going to be staying at Burlington High School on McKenna Parkway till the end of the week, and with the closure of the facility scheduled for the morning of July the 18th. In Kenosha, it was nearly an hour and a half of debate last night, the city council then finally approving the use of fire pits with some restrictions. The current ordinance deemed a bit out of date. Alderman Daniel Przanski sponsored it, said the city's current rule is just simply inadequate. The fire chief, Charles Leipzig, had originally come out against the idea of allowing the use of fire pits in the city, said after the meeting with Przanski that many of his concerns had been addressed.
I am happy that moving forward in a safe direction is better than some of the pictures we see up here. Those aren't the fires we go to. We go to the fires of the people that are ignoring the law. If everybody followed the law, we wouldn't have this issue. I think creating some consistency with which we do it is going to give us a little better bite.
11-2 is the final vote in favor of the ordinance, which prohibits burning within 15 feet of a structure or property line. It limits burning of wood to between 4 and 10 p.m., and it contains a fine for violations. A woman accused of providing heroin to a man who died of an overdose gets 4 years in prison. 30-year-old Elizabeth Cooper of Twin Lakes charged last September after Town of Salem resident Christopher Stahurda was found dead in his garage in July. Kenosha Sheriff's Department's investigators determined Stahurda had received heroin from Cooper. She pled no contest to second-degree reckless homicide earlier this year. Cooper also given another 2 years in prison by Judge David Bastianelli for an escape charge. She ran, according to reports from a Kenosha County courtroom in January, was taken back into custody in a hallway after being tackled by deputies. 36-year-old Akira Silas of Racine is going to be in her 40s by the time she gets out of prison for her role in a fatal accident more than a year ago. The car she was driving slamming into a utility pole, killing one of her passengers. This was in the 1100 block of Marquette Street. Killed 29-year-old Lakeisha Price. Another passenger was injured in that accident. The Racine Traffic Commission heard from a number of residents on Erie Street about the speeding vehicles that have made it not just a challenge to get out of their driveways, but just a major safety concern. Take away the recent fatal accident involving a police chase. Rick Carlson questioned that police policy on chases in one part of his comments to the commission yesterday, but he said north to 3 Mile Road from Melvin Avenue, it's just a drag strip. And illegal passing, that's another big problem.
People passing on the right is, from what I understand, was the cause of this accident. They went to pass on the right, cars were parked there. They had to make the quick maneuver, lost control. It's an accident that could have been avoided. I don't know if the solution is more stop signs, more of a police presence. I'm a firm supporter in the police department, but something's got to be done or we're going to see more and more of these accidents.
The Traffic Commission deferred the issue to get a speed study of Erie Street, possibly the final police report on that fatal crash. They also supported moving the speed display signs that are currently on Ohio Street over to Erie, but after the speed study is completed. Oh, and a silver alert for a missing man from Kenosha canceled. He was found safe in Chicago. 76-year-old Raymond Witham reported missing last week, left an assisted living facility where he lived. No information about the circumstances of where how he was found have been released. The Kenosha City Council decides to fill a vacant 8th District position with an application process and an appointment on August the 7th. Kevin Matheson's recent resignation was due to his family moving to Summers, resulted in a notice out to electors, with Alderman Scott Gordon noting the applications from qualified residents will be accepted until 4:30 p.m. on August the 4th. Those interested individuals urged to attend the council meeting on the 7th.
People know if you live in the 8th District and you want to apply for this position, you have to do certain things like fill out the application and be highly in your best interest to show up here on August 7th. I encourage anybody who has those aspirations to do just that.
Council voting unanimously to accept the process to replace Matheson in that district. Meanwhile, construction of a boutique hotel in the old Heritage House building, the former Elks Club site downtown, that could begin in just a few weeks. The council last night approving several agreements with Gorman and Company to develop that project. Ted Whitcomb, the Wisconsin market president for Gorman, noted it's been a 3-year project, and despite all the stops and starts along the way, they're ready to get going.
Everyone who has been working on this project from day one is here today. That consistency allowed us to kind of put this thing together. We all knew what we needed to make this work, both from a city aspect and a private aspect. and culminated in a great public-private partnership that I think will really benefit the downtown and the city of Kenosha as a whole.
As for some reason the hotel doesn't get built or it fails to operate, then Gorman & Company agrees to tear down the building at their own expense. Closing on the sale expected July 31st or around then. Construction could begin in August, completion before the end of next year. Burlington Common Council, after a 6:30 p.m. Committee of the Whole meeting, goes right into its regular business meeting, for which the agenda includes a construction management services agreement with Shura Construction at a guaranteed maximum price of $4.62 million on the community pool project. And there's a memorandum of understanding with Racine County to accept a conditional $200,000 grant for the purchase of 587 East State Street, that to create the new Burlington Senior Center. And there's a closed session afterward about an operating agreement with the seniors group. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.